Chapter 22. Ulinor, Gorkagrod. There was never an external threat to mankind that we could not overcome. The greatest foe always lies within. That is the only lesson to be learned. No matter how bleak times become, the power to prosper or fall is held in the breast of every man and woman. The chain is as strong as the weakest link. But mankind has the Emperor to bear the weight of all, and it was from within that the deadly blow was dealt. Deadly. A lingering death. 1,500 years of slow pain. How much longer until the corpse admits its demise? Longer than I can bear to witness any more. Forget the power of technology and science, for so much has been forgotten, never to be relearned. Forget the promise of progress and understanding, for there is only war. There is no peace amongst the stars, only an eternity of carnage and slaughter, and the laughter of thirsting gods. The great beast was an elemental force. Vulcan could feel the pressure of its power lapping against him like heat, an embodiment of the raw and raging instincts of the orcs. Although he remembered little of his almost ceaseless labors against the demons of the dark gods during the Heresy War, the Primarch recalled enough to know that one did not win such a fight. It was victory, merely to sustain it. He caught a claw with a haft of doom tremor, muscles and armor fiber bundles straining against the warlord's brutal strength. Vulcan shifted his weight, widening his stride as he heaved off the great beast's next attack, moving quickly to his other foot to avoid the monstrous orc's return swing. He smashed doom tremor against the greenskin's armor, its fire-shrouded head bouncing from energy-charged plates. "In your ignorance, do you see what you have wrought?" Vulcan said, swinging his hammer again. "Your kind should have stayed dead where we buried you." They exchanged more blows. Vulcan struggled to keep his footing against the hammering impact of every strike, but slowly circled to his left, maneuvering the orc into position. "You move too soon," Vulcan continued. "Had you but the patience of true intelligence, you would have seen that another decade, perhaps two, and the Imperium would have crumbled easily. And to strike at the throne world, you have roused a different beast, one that will see you crushed." The great beast surprised him. It did not draw back its fist, but reached out and snatched him by the throat. Warplate groaned under the pressure of the orc's fierce grip, tightening around Vulcan's windpipe. He rained blows against its arm as the warlord pulled back its other fist for a blow that would take off the Primarch's head. As the claw powered towards his face, Vulcan switched the focus of his attack, slamming Doom Tremor into the oncoming fist. The explosion of competing powers parted the two combatants, flinging Vulcan into the wall and sending the great beast staggering across the floor, spiked boots gouging furrows in the stone. The orc shook its arm and hand, numbed by the impact. Vulcan blinked hard to clear his spinning vision. "But you are not the real threat," the Primarch snarled, pushing to his feet. He spun Doom Tremor in his palms, sizing up his opponent. "You are the distraction that will allow the true enemy to surge forth again." The two giants hurled themselves at each other. The great beast crushed the bodies of fallen chapter masters underfoot. Vulcan threw Doom Tremor at the last moment, casting the burning hammer into the great beast's face. Armor buckled and split, and the hammer whirled away across the chamber. Vulcan wheeled past the stunned orc, but not so swiftly that he avoided its next punch, which caught him square in the gut and launched him a dozen meters through the air. Turning his crash into a roll, Vulcan regained his feet. Its helm was a mess, but the orc now stood between the Primarch and his weapon. The flames around one of the great beast's gauntlets flickered away. It reached up and tore free the remnants of its helmet, tossing the mangled armor aside. Its head was enormous, with tusks and fangs like swords. The great beast regarded Vulcan with deep red eyes, a permanent scowl furrowing its brow.
"You are right, son of the Emperor," it said.
The voice was deep, guttural, but unmistakably speaking Imperial Gothic. Vulcan was so taken aback by this utterance that he barely dodged the blast of power that erupted from the great beast's outthrust fist.
Your empire is on its knees. We shall be its death.
The great beast glanced over its shoulder and turned back to the Primarch with what Vulcan believed was a smile.
And just like your emperor, you have thrown away your most powerful weapon.
The great beast lowered its head and charged with a roar, green flames bursting from its fists. Vulcan leapt aside and threw a hand out towards Doomtremor, activating the miniature teleport link he had fitted into its head and his gauntlet. With a crack of splitting air, the hammer appeared in his fist. He swung hard, aiming for the side of the great beast's head. The blow bounced from thick skull, Doomtremor's power field ripping skin and flesh down to the bone, searing a streak across the great beast's scalp. The orc lumbered away. A pulse of power flooded from it in a shockwave, staggering Vulcan as he readied for his next strike. The great beast straightened, thick blood pouring down its face, a visible crack in the side of its skull.
Are you feeling tired yet, son of the Emperor?
It asked. Green coils of energy snaked up to its face, flowing over the wound, healing the gash in a few seconds. The great beast laughed.
Yeah! Is that the hardest you can hit me? I don't have to hit harder,
Vulcan replied.
I just have to think quicker.
Their last exchange had brought the great beast back in front of the massive throne alcove in the heart of the reactor. The Primarch hurled himself full force, tackling the warlord in the midriff to take them both into the pulsating green aura of the energy field. At the moment of entry, Vulcan felt the overwhelming nature of Ulanor pouring into him. He witnessed and participated in the unimaginable orcishness of Ulanor, feeling himself drawn out into a web of war power stretching across many star systems, the pulsing tendrils feeding back into his being, even as his presence radiated energy into those around him. That power echoed back through time, past the Horus Heresy to the primordial origins of the orcs themselves. He was one with the nature of the orcs, and saw for the briefest moment two green-skinned behemoths battering each other with bare fists at the dawn of time before even mankind was born. The sensation of something around his throat dragged Vulcan back to the present, staring into the rage-filled eyes of the great beast. Both claws were on his throat, squeezing the life from the Primarch. Having seen the nature of the war force that bound the orcs together, guessing at its nature from his own dark experience of chaos, Vulcan was struck by a revelation. All things were interconnected. The orcs seemed random, but they were not. They were emergent. Trial and error always began with wildness and accidental circumstance, but it honed and refined. It evolved. As the orcs had evolved of late, hyper-evolved in the accelerating presence of the great beast, so their strategy had evolved, from gargants to hulks to attack moons to Ulanor itself, a progression that once revealed could be followed back to its base in the most simple of orc constructions. And the same was true of all their acts. Learn through action, trial and error. The attack moons were not battle stations, or at least not merely battle stations. They were test shots, dry runs sent out into the void as the orcs tinkered and improved their gravitic engines. And once the technology had been proven, they needed to find a target. The great beast had not struck early. It had struck a bargain. It would avenge the abused spirit of the orcs. It would crush the emperor that had humbled orcdom. On the crescendo of such a victory, its power would be unlimited, and it would ascend to rule of the galaxy. And now, Vulcan realized in that instant of feverish thought, they had found Earth. They had located the throne world, and humanity had proved itself incapable of fighting back. The attack moon over Earth was a beacon as much as a vanguard. Ulanor, the whole world, was the same thinking writ on a planetary scale. a base of billions of orcs. It had been armed and protected like an attack moon. Could it also be moved across star systems like one? If Terra was the target, there really was no way to stop the great beast by any conventional means. Such power could not be destroyed, only diverted. Feeling the last gasps of breath escaping his body, Vulcan let his thoughts flow again. He reached out into the undulating wah, tapping into that warp-born part of himself that had been for every Primarch a blessing and a curse. He allowed his primal essence to mix with that of the orcs, his Emperor-created body absorbing the surge of energy like a sponge. He allowed the pure orcishness that had killed so many librarians to infuse his body. Vulcan felt the great beast tense, its thoughts moving to him with tectonic slowness as it realized something was amiss. It tried to pull back the wah, to wrest the raw orcish power from the mind of the Primarch. Vulcan only had a moment before he lost the battle, before the power of the orcs and the last dregs of his life were both spent. With failing muscles, he thrust Doom Tremor into the face of the great beast and detonated the power field generator. The last of the transports lifted away, a battered Thunderhawk in the livery of the Salamanders. Its original occupants had died in the fighting, determined to fight to the last, close to their Primarch. Now it carried the Lord Commander, two Chapter Masters, and a wounded captain of the Blood Angels. High company in dire circumstances. Corland looked down at the dwindling city below from the open ramp, his thoughts at a standstill. His gaze roved over the mounds of dead and the broken ruins where tech priests and Skitarii, tanks and guardsmen, still battled for no reason other than survival. Dropships were coming for them, but few would get off Ulanor. He could have done no more, he was certain of that. Had he done enough? Had he done the right thing? Corland knew that history would make that judgment. But he had to believe in the truth of Vulcan's assertion.
Lord Commander! The Temple Gargant!
Thane's call drew Corland's attention back to the inner city. A shuddering wave of green power flowed out from the Temple Gargant. The floating citadel was listing heavily, its front bastions carving a ruinous path through what little remained of the city centre as it descended. The entire structure writhed with green flames, and at the heart of an inferno of raw energy, Corran thought he saw flickering images of two immense beings locked together in an embrace of mutual destruction. The bubbling shockwave crackled out for several kilometres, passing over and through everything. Corland watched as it overtook the last remnants of Adeptus Mechanicus and Astra Militarum trying to flee the devastation. Tanks and Cybernetica were tossed like grains of sand. Roaming orc mobs were taken up in the wave, borne up into the green cloud like flecks of flotsam on an incoming tide. Stretching nearly a kilometre across, the detonation rapidly slowed and then stopped. Corland held his breath for several seconds as the immense green hemisphere wavered, balanced perfectly between expansion and retraction. Then the field collapsed. In seconds, the implosion raced back to the Temple Gargant, scouring clear everything that had been encompassed in its girth, ripping Gorkhagrod down to the foundations and swallowing the pinnacle of the mountain with its ravening energy. The Temple Gargant split asunder, crashing into the scourged ground, spouting pillars of green fire and storms of jade lightning, breaking apart into hundreds of hablock-sized chunks, scattering masonry and metal. Just before the Thunderhawk passed into the cloud cover, Corlan could see the orc armies amassing around the capital, a ring of smoke and darkness several kilometres deep. Millions of orcs from across Ulanor, poised just half a day from pouring into Gorkhagrod. There was no chance of going back. "Is it dead?" asked Thane, leaning around the Lord Commander to look at the devastation wrought by the Temple Gargant's destruction. "Did Vulcan kill it?"
"Have faith," replied Corland.